Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me catch the sign of darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Hi, everyone. Good evening or good afternoon, good morning, wherever you happen to be in the world. This is Cynthia Fontaine, and welcome to Stepping Into Your Life, Transforming Your Life. That was Kev Rowe that you just heard, and he is out of New York. You can find him on Facebook or his website, which is kevrowe.bandcamp.com, K-E-V. ROWE.BANDCAMP.com. He's got some great music. He writes his own music, and he's got some instrumental stuff, but primarily vocals. And so much of it applies to what I do as an intuitive. It's really kind of cool in a way. So check his stuff out. His prices are incredibly reasonable. And his work is original and really fantastic. So here we are today, May 16th, 2013. We're already more than halfway through the month. It just seems to be flying after such a long winter for so many of us, especially those of us who the weather just wouldn't seem to break, like here in the Northeast, where just yesterday it was still like 50 degrees here. And it was below freezing on Tuesday night. But today, it's absolutely beautiful, and I'm really enjoying the weather today. So I hope you are, too, wherever you are. So you can call in if you'd like to speak with me today. The number call-in number is 818-691-7313. I'll be happy to take your calls. I do ask if you do call in to please be mindful that I'm not doing, full readings on the air. But if you have a question, I will be happy to take a look at that question for you. Today's topic is about giving away your power. I see so much of this in not only my work, but in the population in general. It's really something to take a look at. I know there are a lot of you out there who are really good about staying in your own power, setting boundaries, and so forth. But there's a lot of people out there who have a difficult time at that. And, you know, I've had several clients recently, and friends even, who have a hard time keeping their power rather than giving it away. Now, part of what I do as an intuitive medium people can easily take what I say and, give away their responsibility of decision-making, okay? That's, I think, the best way that I can say it. With my work, I always make a point to when I speak with people or read for people, especially if it's the first time that I have, and particularly if I see there are any sort of boundary issues or codependency issues in their charts, I always make sure to give them just a little, few pointers of how it's best for them to utilize my work for their own highest good. You know, each one of you, and myself included, have a responsibility make our own best choices and decisions. Though it can be helpful to get another's perspective, such as a counselor, a friend, or an intuitive, ultimately, it is you who is responsible to do the best for you. Now, none of us live your life except for you. I can tell you, let you know what I see in your chart, when I'm doing a reading for you or so forth, things that I may see coming up. But ultimately, you're the one that has to live in your skin, in your body, in your life. So no matter what information I give you, or perhaps you're seeing a psychiatrist or a counselor, a therapist or so forth, or even just talking to a friend, remember, you are the one who has to live with the choices. So be sure, whatever those choices are that you make, that you are able to live with the outcome. I'll give you a really, really good example of someone who totally gave her power away. This was a friend of mine and colleague who many, many years ago had gone to a circle with an intuitive medium who was here from another state. So actually, I had actually gone to the same weekend that she went to with this medium. And the first night of the workshop, the medium, towards the end of the workshop, had everyone who attended the workshop come up one by one and sit in front of her. And as each person came up, the person who sat in front of the instructor would channel a message to one of the other attendees in the room. Well, my friend's message that was channeled to her was that her grandsons, she had twin brand new grandsons who were 6 months old at the time, and the message that was channeled to her was that one of the grandsons, when they were 12 years old, would get a rare blood disease and die. I mean, that's a pretty strong and powerful message. Now, keep in mind, this woman who channeled the message had never channeled before, had no experience in working with the spirit world or the intuitive field and so forth. So that being said, at the time, my friend didn't take any of that into consideration. And she went into a deep, deep, deep grief and depression. And she literally stayed in bed and did not speak to anyone for 1 year. That's a long time. That's a big part of your life to lose. Can you imagine losing a whole year of your life because someone gave you some news that was pretty big news? Okay. So really, I really want you to think about this, because this is a great example of somebody giving their power away. You know, another thing to keep in mind is that no matter whether the woman would be accurate or not, things can change. There is nothing that is written in stone that cannot be altered. Now, that being said, after 1 year of my not being able to reach my friend and no one else having been able to reach her as well in our circle, I finally was able to get her on the phone and was able to speak with her. She told me what happened, and I said to her the same thing that I've said to you, that, you know, this woman had no experience, and even if it were to be true, what's better? To stay in bed for the next 11 and a half years worrying about the possibility that your grandson may contract this disease? Or is it better to get out of bed, get up, and enjoy every single day that you can with these grandchildren? The other point that I made to her is that, you know, nobody is God. And that ultimately, whether you believe, you know, you call him God or Buddha, Muhammad, Allah, whatever your belief system is, whatever your higher power is, you know, it's between that person and the maker. Oh, and that's it. That's the ultimate decision. No matter what any doctor may tell you, any psychiatrist or healer or intuitive, no matter what a diagnosis you may get, it's between you and the maker. And even if you get a terminal diagnosis or you get a message like my friend got, things can change. And the rest of the story will show you that. So finally, after much coaxing and cajoling and many, many phone calls, I was finally able to reach her. And though, she cried many tears about this, and ultimately it took many, many years to really get her snapped out of this. And it took a lot of tough love. The whole point is when it came down to it, her grandchildren turned 12 last summer. And her, interestingly enough, the one grandson did get a blood disease. That being said, however, it was not a terminal rare blood disease. What he got was he contracted Lyme disease. Now, Lyme disease is very prevalent in many parts of the country, particularly the Northeast, and treatment is getting better and better. Now, when this woman channeled that message, now it's almost 13 years ago, Lyme disease was something that was not understood well. Doctors did not know how to treat it, and it was detrimental. However, now, this many years later, they have a lot more options for treatment, and also they understand the symptoms and can very often catch it early. Well, that was the case with her grandson. It was caught right away. He received great treatment, both from the traditional medical doctors and from holistic practitioners as well. And, everything turned out to be okay. But now here my friend was, miserable for years, blaming the woman who channeled the message, and really losing so much of that time of her life and the happy times she could have chosen to spend with these beautiful babies. So this is a really, really good example of someone who totally gives their power away. And then in the end, the message or the information was much less severe than what was originally brought through to her. Had I not been able to reach out to her and give her the tough love that she needed to snap out of this, then she would have lost all those glorious years with her grandson. She would have missed the baseball games and the dance competitions and all the wonderful things that kids have a chance to do. So, this is a good moral for you guys, is that no matter what any person shares with you, any information, whether it's an intuitive, a psychiatrist, your best friend, a psychic, remember, you are ultimately responsible for the decisions and the choices you make in your life. So be responsible for you. Make good choices for you. No one else is going to walk in the shoes that you wear except for you, unless you have a teenage daughter who likes to borrow your shoes. But that being said, she's still not going to experience what you're going through in your life. She may get some of the fallout. So just really, really keep that in mind. It's so, so important. And things can change. If you have a reading with me or if you've had readings with me in the past, and, I have shared information with you, keep in mind that anytime anyone is looking at your chart, giving you a reading, whether it be a tarot card reading or an intuitive or psychic reading, remember that that information is just, it's the moment we are looking at your chart and that information. There are so many factors, because we are creatures of free will, which is a beautiful thing, we can change that picture by making a simple change, different choice. And it can be something as simple as changing the way that you go to work tomorrow. It could be a life-saving event, and you may not even ever know about it. So listen to your own higher guidance. Start to learn to know your body and what your higher guidance and the clues that your body give you to know when something is right for you. Now, this is a quote from Shankaya, and it's one that I really love. And it is, a man is born alone and dies alone. He experiences the good and bad consequences of his karma alone. He goes alone to hell or to the supreme abode. So, something to sit with for just a minute. I also believe that we make this life, this physical life, heaven or hell, and it's totally our choice. Like my friend who had a couple of years of, you know, hell, psychological hell, that was her choice, to give up her power and to do that. I think today she would probably tell you that she's glad that she had somebody in her life to give her the tough love, to snap out of that and to actually be able to go and enjoy those grandkids, those beautiful grandkids. So if somebody has given you tough love, don't be so hard on them. You know, they may be saving your life in the end. But again, it's up to you what you do with the information and where you go with it. So again, the call-in number, if you'd like to call in and chat with me for a few minutes, is 818-691-7313. And while we're doing that, I just want to let you know you can find me on Twitter and follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. My website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. And I also launched a new company last month, a line of all-natural body products, which is called Alchemy of the Earth. And the company is based on the premise of, not putting chemicals in your body, on your body, because our skin is the largest organ. And when you look at the ingredients of things that you put on your body every day, many of them are so toxic, cancer-causing, endocrine disruptors, hormone imbalancers, and such. I decided to do something about that and create a line for you guys that is actually healthy and great for your skin. I wish I had chemical burns on my face last weekend, and I so wish I had thought to take before and after pictures, because it was pretty disgusting. I was really, really burnt, and I won't give you the gory details of really what it looked like, but I have a body butter that I have formulated, and I used the body butter on the chemical burns on my face, and in 3 days, you couldn't notice that my face had been burned. My friends were just blown away by the difference, and it was really, really remarkable. So I wish I had taken pictures, but I didn't. So anyway, the website for Alchemy of the Earth, if you'd like to take a look at those products, is www.alchemyoftheearth.com, alchemyoftheearth.com. And again, CynthiaFontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. And on my website, you'll find where you can purchase readings or long-distance healing sessions. I also do group sessions as well in the local Rhode Island and Massachusetts area. So if that's something that you're interested in, you can contact me for a group price. I do require a minimum of 5 people in order to go to location to do a group reading. So if you have a party coming up or something like that, some special event that you would like to see me attend and provide some interesting, it's always fun when you do groups, because you never know what's going to come out. So have a little fun, get some messages, contact me. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com, or you can go to my website and use my contact page there. Okay, and I know I usually do some things, what's going on with the planets, and this week I actually have not looked, to be honest with you. I know there are some solar flares going on, and people had a couple of really rough days. So if I have time, I will take a quick look at that. But otherwise, you know, let's go back to your power, keeping it or giving it away. There's another great quote that I love. We must all make the choice between what is right and what is easy. Professor Dumbledore. So it may be easier to blame somebody else who has given you advice or information when you have, let's say, embraced that advice. And, you know, keep in mind that we all have our own filters, how we see things and filter things. So it may be that you heard the advice come one way when it was intended another way. Also something to think about. So again, is it right, your choice right, or is it easy? Have you made the choice because it's easier to blame somebody else rather than being responsible for making your own choice? I have another story with a client who, this was many, many years ago. She was here on holiday and was booked for a reading from her best friend gave her the reading as a Christmas present. And in the reading, I saw that she had an up-and-coming car accident. And my message to her was that she really needed to pay attention when she was driving or when she was a passenger in a vehicle with someone else. No talking on the cell phone, no texting, no eating, etc. And that went for her or for a driver who she was in the car with. Well, she decided to heed the advice, and she was involved in a car accident. Fortunately, because she paid attention and listened and did those preventative measures, the car accident was minor, and she ended up with a slight fracture in one of her arms. You know, she made the decision that it was in her power to do something about this, to pay attention, and she was in control. She made the decisions to be in control and to be astute, to really pay attention to her driving and when she was in the car with other people. She could have easily just said, oh, well, you know, I'm going to have an accident, or just forgotten about it and not taken the precautions of being careful when she was driving. And it could have been a lot more than a fender bender. So remember, the power is yours. You are the only one that has to live with the consequences of your choices. No one else in this world except for you. So please, please keep that in mind. And, you know, make good choices. Again, we have a responsibility to ourselves to make our own best choices. And you can get other people's feedback or perspectives, but you are the one that has to make the choices and the decisions. You know, very often people come to me or other intuitives or psychics because they're looking for clarity on a situation. And most often we'll use the information gathered to move forward in a positive direction. There are some instances, however, when a client takes the information and doesn't like the outcome and then blames the messenger, trying to alleviate their responsibility to themselves. Another thing to keep in mind is time is a difficult thing to predict. And some people will have a reading, say, and then 2 or 3 years later down the road, they say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so told me this in this reading so many years ago. So they base their choice on that. Well, when that amount of time has gone by, there's so much opportunity for things to change in that period of time. It's really not necessarily a sound idea to base your decision on information that is that old. So that being said, another responsibility that I'm really, really strict with clients or anybody that I work with is I only read people twice a year, no more than twice a year. So please keep this in mind. If you have seen someone in the past or seen someone, an intuitive or psychic or counselor, intuitive counselor, it really depends. If you're having counseling, that's one thing. It's okay to have a series of counseling sessions. What is not okay is to have a series of readings, whether it's tarot or psychic or intuitive reading. Because what happens is every time somebody opens up your chart, it gives the universe that one quick second for that chart to be altered. So please keep that in mind. This is, you know, it's your responsibility. If someone calls you or messages you and says, hey, you need a reading, I have information for you, be a little leery. Professionals rarely do that sort of thing. So just be a little leery about that. There are a lot of people out there at a lot of different levels in this work, just like with any work out there. And just, you know, be responsible to yourself. Know whoever you're using is of the highest morals and is a responsible professional. So that being said, another thing also about having continuous readings is the person who is reading really takes on part of your life karma because now they are micromanaging your life. Don't ever let somebody manage your life down to the small details. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for them. So stand in your power. Make good decisions and choices. Get out there and get good guidance if you need clarity on something. But keep in mind, no matter what that guidance is given, ultimately it is you who have to walk in your shoes every day and live with the consequences and the choices that you make. Another quick story is, I guess about 4 years ago now, I had a reading with someone, and at the time, I had gone through a terrible breakup, just actually within a month before that. And this person, this intuitive, told me that this fellow was going to come back around again, and just to beware and be careful. Well, the interesting thing is, the same time when I actually did bump into this old relationship, this person that I was in a relationship with, within, I'd say, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, I had also run into someone who I had previously had a relationship with. And they both had the same name, first names. So the funny thing is, I did get back into a relationship with one of the two, but not the one that the intuitive told me that I would. So there you go. So though, she did see I would get back into a relationship with someone who I was in relationship with in the past, it was a totally different person than the one that she had predicted. So again, we're almost out of time here. So please, you can follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com. And my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com. You can find me on Facebook and send me a message. Just say hi. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, stay in your power because it's only you who walks in your shoes every day. So I'll be back here again next week, same time, same place, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join me next week, and I may do a little animal communication next week. I'm getting a lot of calls for that these days. So check out and see what my topic is going to be and call in and say hi. So I wish you all a wonderful day, whatever time frame you're in, wherever you're at, and a glorious, lovely weekend. Peace to all of you and blessings. Cynthia Fontaine, love you all.
Every night of my life, let me know eternal peace. Let me live on the ocean, sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with silence on the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye.